This morning, lift up your voice and give him all the glory. Don't be silent in his presence. Give him all the glory and praise as due his name. Magnify the name of the Lord, the one that liveth forever and ever, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Give him praise wherever you are, worship him. Father, we exalt your name this morning. A glorious day that you have given to us. Precious Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your greatness. Thank you for the privilege. We exalt you, our Father. We bless your holy name. Thank you, precious Father. We give you all the praise. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Exalting this morning for this privilege to be alive on this first day of the month of April, the month of victory, giving praise. Father, I thank you that I'm alive today to experience your power, to experience your grace, to experience your might. Oh, I give you glory, 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 the month of victory. Don't be silent in his presence. Exercise yourself in the spirit this morning. He is the great God, the King of glory, the El Shaddai, the mighty one of Jacob. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you praise. Be exalted. In the heavens you are exalted. On the earth you are exalted. How long we give you praise this morning. Be magnified. Be magnified. You are the Lord, the King of glory. We exalt you this morning. Be thou exalted, King of glory. Thank you, our Father. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. Be exalted above every other name. The name Jesus. We exalt you above every other name. Somebody praise him this morning. Magnify the name of the Lord. This is our victory. Lord, we are exalted. Lika bashata la balosa. Masune ke telebosu praika la balagodosia. Asene ke telesusie palika bala. Lesune makaluba sopraika la balagodosia. You are exalted, Jesus. The exalted one. The one that sits upon the throne. The throne of all the earth. The King of glory. The resurrected King of glory. The one that has all power. Jesus, we exalt you this morning. Above every other name, we magnify your name, Jesus. You are King of glory. Hallelujah. Maliko poro supra ikalabaladesa. Liko dosune kalabala suterebo. Jesus, we exalt you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we worship. Can you hear me? Amen. In Jesus' name we worship. Father, we thank you. We exalt your name this morning. We glorify your name for your excellent greatness. you, Father, for this privilege to appear before you this morning. We thank you for the grace of life. We thank you, Lord, for the new months you have brought us into. We are grateful to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for this month of victory. Oh, King of glory, we exalt your name, for we ride in victory this month in the name of Jesus. You are exalted forever. Lead us by your Spirit. Cause us to enjoy fellowship with you this morning. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear a living amen? Can I hear a victorious amen? Let's have our seats briefly as we look into the scriptures. Mark chapter 16. We are looking at a topic this morning: the victory of the empty tomb. The victory of the empty tomb. Mark chapter 16, we are reading from verse 1 to 7. Mark chapter 16, are we there? Now, when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome, bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb where the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "We will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us." But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you." Praise the Lord. The victory of the empty tomb. If you remember, if you have been reading the scriptures, passages surrounding the trial of Jesus and the crucifixion and the burial of Jesus, you will see that as they were pressing on the charges, they said, "This man is deserving of what? Of death." That was our emphasis. One must die this season. And they made every arrangement. They made every plan. In fact, the elders and the chief priests and all those that were in power at that time, for this period of time, they never slept. They were moving from one meeting to the other, plotting. The Bible says they plotted. They look for every means to ensure that this man is put to death. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. They tried all they could do, raise false witnesses. And the more they fabricated their false witnesses, the more the weight of their witnesses became worthless and worthless. And finally, they could scrabble on something to hold against him. But you know that scriptures must be fulfilled. Praise the Lord. And finally, they took him. The Bible says that for this period of time, even before Jesus was arrested, there was a struggle. Jesus went to the garden to pray. It was a struggle. Say, "Lord, is it possible for this cup to pass over me?" He prayed again and again, but he said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And finally accepted it. In fact, when Jesus was arrested, when everything has been decided, the Bible says that they mocked him. Some slapped him. "Say, you are the King of the Jews. Prophesy to us." All forms of harassment and frustration were passed on him. and he was silent.
And when they finally buried him, to ensure that, you know that all that they were after is to make sure that there's no remembrance of Jesus. That's what they were after. To ensure that nothing will be referred to him. So they wanted to put an end to everything that has to do with Jesus. And they ensure that they seal the tomb. Praise the Lord. And place guards there to watch. To ensure that as they were visiting that his disciples may come at night. Since he told us that on the third day he will rise again. He may have arranged with his disciples so that they can steal him away at night. So they place guard to watch over the tomb to ensure that he died very well. Praise the Lord. But the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 16 that we read that as his brethren, his disciples, these passionate followers, decided to go to the tomb very early in the morning. Though in their mind, they have settled that after all, our master is gone, we're going to do the normal rituals with the spices to anoint his body. That was what was in their mind. But because the scripture will be fulfilled, as they were going, they were contemplating. And so, how are we going to do it? Remember, there is a stone. There's a stone. Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. The Bible described that the stone was very large. And that's a picture of what the enemy tries to do. To want to make sure it puts an end to our destiny. It puts an end to God's purpose for our lives. Praise Master Jesus. But at the end of the day, as they enter in, they saw for themselves that the tomb was empty. And there was a witness from heaven there. If you look at verse 5. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. So what's happening here? But that's God placed that witness from heaven there as evidence of the proof to further let them know if they have got there and it's empty. Even they themselves would have thought it's possible these soldiers have taken him to somewhere else so that we will not have access to him. But God placed a heavenly witness there to let them know. He just told them, I know that you are seeking, you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, the one that was crucified. And he broke the news to them that is what? He is risen. By implication, it means he is alive. He's not here. Remember in the other gospel, they were confronted, say, why are you seeking the living among the dead? Praise Master Jesus. And he showed them, see the place where they laid him. Say, but you go and tell his disciples. So what is the victory of the end in toll for everyone of us as believers? Number one, the victory of the empty tomb is victory over death. Praise the Lord. The victory of the empty tomb is victory over death. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the apostle raised a serious question and said, oh death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy power? For the grave could not hold Jesus because of the power of resurrection that came upon him. They thought that by death they would have ended everything about him. So when we remember the empty tomb, we remember the victory that Jesus won for every one of us. Victory over death. And death is a symbol of anything that will not want you to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Death is a symbol of anything that wants to hinder you from making progress is a symbol of everything that want to terminate your visions, your dreams, and God's desire for your life. The Bible says he conquered death. And that is the victory where we stand today. I want to let you know, whatever it is that represents death in your life, Jesus conquered it. Hallelujah. Jesus conquered it in the name of Jesus. And that's our victory. That's our joy. Even in this month, in this, as we celebrate, it is this victory we are celebrating, because it's a concluded work that Jesus has done for every of us. And we need to be in this consciousness. We need to be in this consciousness that we have overcome death and everything that came with it. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Victory of the empty tomb is a victory over the power of sin. What took Jesus to the grave was our sin. The burden of our sin was upon his life. At the time Jesus on the cross prayed, "Say, Father, why have you forsaken me?" Because he was carrying the iniquity of man. And it was this iniquity that he took to the grave. From there he went, you know, Jesus actually went to hell. He went to hell with our sins. And right there, the Bible says he took from the devil the key of life that he stole from Adam in the garden of Eden. He buried our sins. The Bible says he resurrected with a new body. And that's why we are no more under the power of sin. Paul wrote, say, "For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under what? Grace." So the victory of the empty tomb brought grace of salvation, power over sin. And that's why, knowing this, you must not allow sin to reign over you. Because God, by the resurrection of Jesus, made you not to be in dominion, to rule over sin. Praise Master Jesus. And it's my prayer this morning that sin will not reign over your life in the name of Jesus. Because his power has been broken. The power of sin over your life has been broken. And so shall it continue to be in the name of Jesus. The victory of the empty tomb is a victory over the power of the enemies. The victory of the empty tomb is a victory over the power of the enemy. The Bible tells us that on that day when Jesus was on the cross, when he gave up the ghost, the Bible said there was darkness. In a period of 3 hours, there was darkness over the entire land. Hallelujah. And you know what? And in the kingdom of darkness, they were celebrating. We have got him. Satan himself sat at the center. And they were drinking. They were drinking. They were celebrating. See, we have got him. Now we can take charge of the attack. But that's what he has been looking for. Remember, for the period of the temptation, we were looking for a moment to take hold of the kingdom. And they were celebrating. They were jubilating. I said, these men that we have held captive over the years, they will remain under our dominion. But when Jesus, on that day, the Bible, according to Matthew 28, the Bible tells us that there was an earthquake. There was a lightning. God sent his angel and rolled away the stone. And Jesus, he dealt with them a deadly blow. And suddenly there was a sound. All of them in their kingdom, they scattered. They said, "What is happening? What is happening? What is happening?" And there was a shout. Say, "The man is alive! Jesus is alive! Jesus is alive!" And that is the life that we carry as believers. Praise the Lord. He defeated the enemy and all their plans. You remember the manifestation of the enemy in the physical, as we're plotting against him. They were making sure they bring everything in a battle to an end. And that, and the thoughts that have, they have succeeded. So whatever the devil is doing, you must walk from the angle of your victory, the position of victory, that Jesus overcame the devil and all his gods. That's the victory. So when you remember the empty tomb, you remember the, your power over Satan and all his strategies. Jesus dealt with him and took the key from him. So he's no longer with the key. And he gave the key to us. Praise Master Jesus. The victory of the empty tomb is the victory that released the power of resurrection. Praise the Lord. It released the power of resurrection. Jesus told Martha and Mary, John chapter 11, say, I am the resurrection and what? And the life. It released the power of resurrection. The power of an endless life. Say, if the Romans, Paul was speaking Romans, say, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead, that was, shall quicken your mortal body. So by the resurrection, Jesus gave you a spiritual body that cannot be tampered with, that is not limited to this earth. The resurrection power is what you carry. So that's what we are celebrating. We are celebrating a new life. The resurrection power is a new life of Christ that cannot be killed by anything. Like the bishop, everybody say that, you know, say, I am unkillable. If you know what you are, if you know what it means, it is the power of the resurrection that is working in us that cannot be killed. The grave could not contain, could not hold that power. When the power came, the powers of the grave and the powers of death, they submitted to the power of Jesus when he appeared. Praise the Lord. It is the release of the resurrection power. And lastly, before we pray, the victory of the empty tomb is the victory over the struggles of life. The victory over the struggles of life. He ended all the struggles. The Bible says he took upon himself our infirmities. He carried our diseases. He took everything upon himself. He, Bible says, he nailed them to what? To the cross. Praise the Lord. Let's stand on our feet this morning. He nailed them to the cross. With this understanding, you will begin to know the import of what Jesus did and the implication of the empty tomb for us. He is risen. And the angel said, he's not here. So don't look for Jesus where he's not. He's risen. Begin to magnify the name of the Lord this morning. Begin to appreciate him for this glorious work that he has done. Ha! Victory over death. One of the things that men fear most on the earth is death. Ha! Starting with physical death. Is death men are afraid? But Jesus conquered that death. And he took the keys. So I tell you, the keys has been handed over to us by the resurrection of Jesus. Begin to magnify this morning. Father, take all the glory. For them who not hold him captive, even in the grave, Jesus is love. Even in the grave, Jesus is love. Even in the grave, Jesus is love. Jesus is love.
Jesus is now
in the grave.
In the grave.
Jesus is now.
Jesus is now
in the grave.
Begin to decree and declare your victory over death in Christ Jesus. Your destiny cannot be arrested. Your destiny cannot be killed. Your destiny cannot be killed except you offer yourself to them. If you know where you are coming from and know what you are carrying in your spirit and know what Jesus did for you on the cross, I decree and declare, I am unkillable because I carry in my body the resurrection power in the name of Jesus. Oh, I have power over death because the power of Jesus is resident in me. This is the evidence I have. Even the witness of heaven that Jesus is risen. That's the light that I carry. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, my power, my victory. Jesus, who has obtained victory for me, has given me power. Begin to decree and declare with your mouth in the name of Jesus. With the mouth, confession is made. My victory in the name of Jesus. Victory over death. Victory over everything that want to quench my destiny. Victory over everything that want to terminate my destiny. Victory over everything that want to end, oh God, your purpose for my life. Victory over everything that want to hinder, oh God, my progress. I decree and declare my victory in the name of Jesus. Victory over death. Victory over the actions of the devil. I stand upon the word of God that Jesus is risen and in the life is flowing inside of me. This is what is working in me. I have victory over death. I have power over death. Power over death in the name of Jesus. Power over death in the name of Jesus. Power over death. Lika baradoska, ekado sopra ikalabara, leketelebo supra ekaba, limba zodeka baladosia, leketelebo shalabaragados. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, lebra ekabalagodosia, lekebo supra ekabada, leketekebo shalaba. Oh, victory over death is victory over sickness. Victory over oppression of the devil. You are above oppression, my brother. They could not oppress Jesus in the grave. On the third day, he came alive. He broke the barriers. All the limits were removed. The stone was rolled away. In the name of Jesus. Maragado sopraí calabaja. Ekado suta calabaja. Lekebo sopraí calabaja. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I hear a living? Amen. The Bible says that the stone was rolled away. You are going to pray this morning. I don't know what the stone is in your life that is standing at the door. The door is the symbol of the door here. Is the access to your destiny. Is the access to fulfillment of God's purpose for your life. I don't know what the stone that the enemy is and all his cause has put before you so that you will not come out. You are going to shout the name of Jesus and you are going to command every stone that is standing at the door of your destiny, that is standing at the door of your manifestation, be rolled away. Say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every stone standing on the way of my destiny, standing at the door of my destiny, be rolled away in the name of Jesus. Begin up.
was who will roll away the stone for us. Because they needed to access Jesus.
You're going to pray that prayer, you know? And I know many of us, that's our challenge. The issue is the stone. You need to manifest. Jesus needs to come up. And the stone must be rolled away. You are going to pray again. Say, Lord Jesus, I stand upon the resurrection power. And I declare in the name of Jesus, any stone on the way of my destiny, be rolled away in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Don't be silent in his presence. Jesus, the resurrected Jesus. Every stone on the way of my destiny, be rolled away, be rolled away, be rolled away, be rolled away. Be rolled away, be rolled away, be rolled away. Be rolled away, be rolled away, be rolled away. Be rolled away, be rolled away, be rolled away. Be rolled away, be rolled away, be rolled away. Legebo salva, regedegedegede, zegedegedegedebo subra. Be rolled away in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in this month of April, I am breaking forth by the resurrection power. Begin to declare it loud and clear. In this month of April, I am breaking forth by the resurrection power. Legaba shalabala, zeketeke nebo saba, regeteke nebo sukawa, zekete nebo, lagada gada gada, legete nebo supra ekaba. I am breaking forth on every side. The soul is run away. I am coming up. I am coming up. I am coming up. I am coming up. I am breaking forth. 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 Igalo baragadosia. Zeke teke teke, leke bo supraye kaba, adoso tokorobo, leke debo sukaraba, malaba sakaraba, rebo supraye kaba, leke teke teke debo, rikata lagaba, leke telebo, zeke telebo, liko bo shalaba, grata kataraba. I am breaking forth on every side. In the month of April and beyond, I am breaking forth. No limit, no limit, no limit. Every limit is removed. I am breaking forth. 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 In the name of Jesus, I am breaking forth. I am breaking forth. I am breaking forth. I am breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, I am breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, I am breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, I am breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, I am breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, I am breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, I am breaking forth. In the name of Jesus, I am breaking forth. On every side, we declare and declare. On every side, we declare and declare. On every side, we declare and declare. In the name of Jesus, we are coming out. Begin to declare it. Don't retire. You are coming out. You are coming out. In the name of Jesus, we are breaking forth. 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 We are getting off. We are breaking forth. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, one of the imports of victory over death is life that Jesus, that body received, the life that that body received, that beat him out of that place. And the angel says, it's risen. By implication, he flew away. It's risen. Life came from heaven. One of the things that you need in every aspect is life. You need life. I am going to pray. Is it your family? The life of God. That going to release the life of God into your family, into your life, into your destiny, into your business. Life, 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 life from above. Say in the name of Jesus, by the resurrection power, I release life into my destiny, into my family, into my career, into my business.
say, begin to declare in the name of Jesus, I release life, 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 life forevermore, life forevermore, life forevermore. He came to give us life, a life forevermore. He came to give us life, a life forevermore. I release life. Whatsoever is dead is receiving life now. Whatsoever is dead in your life is receiving life now. Hey, somebody, don't be silent, don't be silent. Mysteries are happening in the spirit. Don't be silent, don't be silent, don't be silent. Ha! Life is being released now into your destiny. Life, life. The Bible calls it life forevermore. Life forevermore. The power of an endless life. Hey! He that eat this bread, Jesus said, shall never die. Life from above, enter me. Life from above, enter my family. Life from above, enter my family. In the name of Jesus, everything that is dead is coming alive. Whatsoever is dead in your life is coming alive now. It's coming alive. Whatsoever is not working, they thought it was over for Jesus. The first day they were rejoicing. The first day they were celebrating. The second day they were celebrating. On the third day, life came, 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 life in the name of Jesus. I decree life into my family. Let there be life. For by the resurrection power, life in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, let there be life. Let them be alive. 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 In the name of Jesus. Rekebo shalabalagaba. Zeketeketelebo. Zeketelebo supraikaba. Zeketelebo. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I decree and declare. Whatsoever is not working in your life, let there be life in the name of Jesus. Yes. That has not been working, the life of Jesus is entering into it now. No matter wherever it is now, however, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, the life of God, the Bible calls it the power of an endless life. The power of an endless life. The life of God, the life of God, I release it in the name of Jesus. Upon your family in the name of Jesus. Upon your life in the name of Jesus. Life forevermore. Begin to give him glory and praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Give him all the praise. Thank you for the victory. Begin to celebrate your 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 victory. When they heard the news, they ran back. They ran back. Celebrate like one that has victory. Legebo shalabala. I am victorious. I am victorious. Ekalabaragadosia. Legebo shalabaragadas. My victory is sure. My victory is sure. My celebration is guaranteed. My celebration is guaranteed in the name of Jesus. My celebration is guaranteed in the name of Jesus. Ekaraba zupe ekaraba. Legede legede akara zupe telebosha. In the name of Jesus, my celebration is guaranteed by the resurrection power. My celebration is guaranteed. The evidence of the empty tomb for my celebration. The tomb is still empty today. Evidence of my celebration. He conquered death. He conquered death. He conquered death. He conquered death. He crossed principalities and powers. He made a public show of them. He triumphed over them. Jesus, my victory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can I hear you? Amen. Can I hear victorious? Amen.
We are closing. But just before we go, lift your two hands up to heaven. The Lord is having me to make some declaration right away. And if you can catch it, it will work for you. The Lord says I should announce to somebody in the house. They told you you are going to die. They told you you are going to die. Each time you dream, you see casket and coffin before you. You see graves that have been dug. The Lord says I should announce to you, victory is already coming your way in the name of Jesus. Brother Ben, can you give me some volume? I say victory is already coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone who thought you will die, I take that death from you and I give it to that person. Every satanic agenda to terminate your destiny before your time, as Jesus overcame, you have overcome in the name of Jesus Christ. You that is shot an arrow into your body, each time you are sleeping, you hear or you see something moving all over your body. Whether you are here in church or you are watching me from your phone or your tablet, the Lord says I should announce to you, the evil load that they placed upon your life, the owner of that evil load as you have that, amen, he carries that load in the name of Jesus Christ. They gave you a drink and you drank that drink. Yes, that drink was poisoned. You drank it unknowingly. Scripture says in the book of Mark chapter 16, beginning from verse 15, 16 and 17, we shall eat deadly poison. It will have no effect upon our lives. By reason of your amen, that poison is hereby neutralized in the name of Jesus. That poison is neutralized in the name of Jesus. They said anywhere you go, failure will follow you. Yes, that's what they said. But the Lord will have me say to you this morning, because I am victorious, you are already victorious. That's what the Lord is saying to somebody. Because death could not hold me back, death will not hold you back. Because my enemies were disappointed, your enemies will be disappointed. Because I rose and they couldn't hold me, they will not be able to hold you. Receive that miracle with your amen in the name of Jesus. Every door of victory and breakthrough that the Lord has opened for you, no devil will close it in the name of Jesus. When Jesus was crucified, scripture said they were mocking at him. You save others, save yourself. You save others, save yourself. You say you are the Son of God, come down now. They gave him vinegar to drink. They all insult on him. But on that day, when he resurrected, they ate their word. Even the mouth that spoke evil against it, they confessed his lordship. I pray for you from this altar this morning. In this month of April 2021, the Lord will disappoint your haters in the name of Jesus Christ. The negative things they said about you, the Lord will cause them to eat their own word in the name of Jesus Christ. When God says yes, no man can say no. When God says yes, no man can say no. The Lord will have me say yes to your situation this morning. And yes, it will be in the name of Jesus. Yes, it will be in the name of Jesus. Your journey of life cannot end halfway. That devil is a liar. That devil is a bastard. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of your testimony. A new enactment has just been enacted for you. Enter into the realm of victory in the name of Jesus. You will not die before your time. Scripture says you shall see your children's children, even unto the fourth generation. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have signed a covenant that you will not be able to escape the month of April, in their presence, you will shout Happy New Year 2022. If you hear that prayer, your amen will be louder than that. I release grace upon you this morning. You will shine in victory. You will possess your possession. You will take delivery of your miracle. Your mouth will testify of the goodness of God. So shall it be. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Let me hear a thunderous amen in His presence. Have your seat for a moment. Have your seat for a moment. We'll close shortly. I want to thank you for finding time to be here on this first day of April, the Holy Thursday of the year 2021. Every prayer you have prayed this morning, I agree with you by faith that answer is delivered into your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I said yesterday evening, this weekend, yesterday, today, tomorrow, all through to the weekend is a busy week for our Savior's Chapel. And I want to encourage you, don't miss any of these sessions.